Richard Collins, I want to talk to you about Namibia. You've been there, haven't you?
I have indeed, Derek. A most interesting country, a fascinating country.
Why?
Well, it's quite unusual. The name comes from the Namib, said to be the oldest desert in the world. And by Jove, is it a desert. It's sand stretching to infinity. Now, it's on the Atlantic coast. It is slightly northwest of South Africa. Mm-hmm. There's less than 3 million people in Namibia, but it is about 10 times the size of Ireland. So it gives you an idea. But now the coast stretches for well over 1,000 miles. And the north of that is known as the Skeleton Coast because so many ships have been wrecked on it. And as you go along it, you see a wreck every few hundred metres, whatever. Seabirds nesting on it, cormorants and gulls and things like this. Inland, then, you have this marvellous desert which blends into the Kalahari, which is further east, and it has enormous dunes, the highest sand dunes in Africa, as high as the Dublin Mountains, not quite as high as the Wicklow Mountains. They are just enormous, with these cacti sticking up, as the most evocative thing. And then you have the Cape Cross Seal Colony. The Cape Cross Seal Colony has an enormous number of seals in it. Some say as many as 100,000
wow.
seals. It is an extra, and of course it's got varied wildlife of all kinds. And then at the top you have Etosha, one of the great national parks of the world. Namibia has the largest number of black rhinos, wild black rhinos, found anywhere.
But did you see any hippos when you were there?
I didn't,
because you didn't.
It's very thin on rivers. There is a river on the north, but I wasn't on that river. I've seen hippos in all sorts of places, but I didn't see any in Namibia.
Right,
but
because an old friend of the programme, Neil Beddy, who's an Irish conservationist based out in Africa, he's now in Namibia. He was in South Africa, but he's moved recently. And he sent me a video the other day. You can hear it there, and you can hear a boat going very fast through the water. And you can see off in the distance there what just looks like some rocks in the water. And then they get closer and closer, you can see the rocks are moving. Oh my goodness, what's going on? They're moving. Oh, it looks like, is it a herd of hippos? It looks like there are hundreds of them. You've seen that video, Richard.
Yes, I have. And you do see that. I remember seeing that in other African rivers. They gather together because, I think probably, because the babies are very vulnerable. A baby hippo is born on land and it's taken by its mother into the water. When it's in the herd, it is safe. The crocodiles can't get at it. As it gets older, then it's able to fend for itself and it can risk life on its own. But it is an extraordinary animal. It has got wonderful defences. The name, of course, is the water horse, hippopotamus. It's not a bit like a horse to look at, but it is a vegetarian, just as a horse is. They are aquatic animals. They can shut down their nostrils and their ears when they go underwater so that the water doesn't get in. The bones are heavy to help them sink. The legs are short because they don't need to be big and strong when the animal is buoyant in the water.
They spend an awful lot of time in water, something like 16 hours of the day in water. You'd wonder why they'd bother coming on land at all if they spend that much time in water, because I'm sure people have the opposite view of them, that they spend most of their time on land, but that's not true.
And then the head is enormous and the mouth is enormous. It's a very dangerous animal.
Oh, sure it is. Well, it's only dangerous if you're threatening it. I mean, otherwise it's minding its own business, I assume. Have you ever seen one, Niall?
I have. I've seen them in South Africa in the Kruger National Park. And they definitely deserve some respect. It's one that people are frightened of because you might not think you're threatening it, but they do feel threatened. So anywhere you'd see like a ford in a river, they're very careful there in case the hippopotamus is lurking because it could get a fright. It could rear up and stampede or trample you or bite you. And I believe that they are responsible for more deaths of people in Africa than lions or leopards are. They are considered very dangerous. So that you certainly want to give them a wide berth. Also, although they spend most of their time in water taking advantage of that buoyancy that will help to disperse their weight, when they're on land, they can move faster than you would expect. They can run really fast in short bursts if they need to. So it's an animal that you need to deal with respect.
For sure.